You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, immigration is one of the big issues in this election cycle. We'll take a step back and look at the history of immigration in the United States and waves of anti-immigrant backlash.
Right now, there's a lot to disagree about in this year's presidential election, but one thing seems to bring Americans together. We want it to be over.
80% of likely voters say they're embarrassed by the presidential campaign, according to a Colby College Boston Globe poll earlier this month. Back in July, Pew Research found that about 60% of voters were, quote, worn out by so much coverage of the campaign and candidates. And the American Psychological Association found that just over half Americans see the election as a source of stress.
Our next guest is also counting the days until the elections are over. She wrote an editorial for the Appleton Post-Crescent, signed by the editorial board, called What We're Looking Forward to After the Election. And you can join us now at 800-642-1234. Are you feeling this election fatigue? Are you worn out and counting the days until it's all over? You can join us at 800-642-1234.
Sarah Riley joins us now. She's engagement editor at the Post-Crescent and a member of the editorial board there. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what is it, Sarah, you think about this election that has so many people wanting it to just be over?
It's just a nasty election. It's all around been a little bit tough to watch, and the coverage, like you said, is really intense this year. So for some reason, piecing it all together, I think everyone's feeling just really tired of it.
And you write in the piece that this election has, quote, left us sick to our stomachs. Is that how you're feeling here? We are just a week out from election, that sick to the stomach feeling?
Yeah, we wrote the editorial. It's a really kind of a lighthearted take on it. We had a conversation as an editorial board thinking, what were we going to write about? And obviously, we want to say something about the election. It's what everyone's talking about. And everything we came up with was sort of a little riff on what we were looking forward to actually when the election was over. So it was definitely a lighthearted take on it, and we're just talking about, you know, some of the things that we'll be happy to not see for a while after next week.
And we'll get into some of those fun things you're looking forward to. But, you know, the American Psychological Association, I mentioned their polling on this, and they recommended, hey, if you're feeling stressed out by the election, take a time out. Take some time off from coverage. Given that you work in the media like us, have you been able to do that, take a time out from watching the twists and turns?
You know, I find myself every little break that I have turning on CNN and watching to see what's going on, but I have this forced break every night because I have a four-year-old, and I can't have CNN on when my four-year-old's home. It's just kind of, I don't want to answer some questions that I might get, so parents out there, I think, can understand this. We've had this sort of forced break a little bit, so I'm happy to have that built into my life.
And that is one of the things on your looking forward to list, it sounds like, being able to watch the cable news channels again with kids in the room.
Yeah, I think people can relate to that. And again, you know, we're just having a little bit of fun with it. It is, you know, a very serious election. There's great issues out there to talk about. But for some reason, the coverage is just twisted in a way that hasn't left us feeling really good about it. So it's nice to, I would definitely agree, you know, build in those breaks for yourself because you can get caught up in that cycle.
We're talking to Sarah Riley, engagement editor at the Appleton Post-Crescent, talking about people looking forward to the end of election season. She wrote an editorial signed by the editorial board there at the Post-Crescent, talking about things they're looking forward to when election season is over. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you feeling stressed? Are you feeling fatigued? Are you feeling overwhelmed by this year's election season? Are you looking forward to it all being done? What are you looking forward to? And are you going to maybe make friends again with some of the people maybe you've fallen out of touch with because they're on the other side of the divide on social media? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
And Sarah, one of the items on the list, again, that I think is going to resonate with a lot of people is that you can, after the election, presumably RSVP for a family get-together, a dinner, and not have to worry about what kind of landmines are going to be in the room and whether you can actually talk to people without getting into an argument.
Yeah, I thought you might pick up on that one. Yeah, that was fun. We, you know, it's just cringeworthy. Thankfully, the timing of the holidays leaves us, you know, looking forward to it again because I swear if it was before the election, it would be I'd have to think twice about some family members being in the same room. You know, it's just a lot of, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and it tends to get spread when people come together, and you know, everybody's got their side that they're on, so they really want to push for it. So family gatherings, yeah, those will get you. That really kind of gets under your skin after a while.
And this whole lighthearted piece you wrote on things to look forward to, I mean, is that part of how you're dealing with it, to try to think about fun things, what life will be like without the elections going on?
Yeah, I mean, watching a Packers game is a great escape, right? Until you hit the commercials, and then you're sucked back in. So looking forward to those times when we can watch, you know, anything we want to watch without seeing the tone of some of these political ads that we see.
Like you said, you know, you're a reporter in the media, on the editorial board, and a political junkie. This is the kind of stuff political junkies live for. It's the high holidays. It's the election season. And I wonder if you think we've seen races like this before, though, where instead of it being sort of a thrill ride, it kind of turns a corner and makes people just want to get off the ride altogether. Is this something kind of new?
Yeah, I think this is particularly a difficult one to get through. You know, there are a lot of fun things about it, if you can think about it that way. But just, I was kind of forcing myself to think about this too, and why is it not as fun this time around? But I went to, we host a Packers show every week called Clubhouse Live, and we have a huge costume party, which we had last night. No political costumes. You know, I what popped into the hotel, they had a huge Halloween party, didn't see anybody. You know, think of all the Sarah Palins that were out there several years ago. It's just, I think it's just a common thing that it's just, there's not a lot in there to have fun with this election. So, yeah, hoping for the next one is, you know, again, not to take a light-hearted tone about something that's so serious, but you got to have a little fun in life, too, and this one just leaves us cold.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Jerry is with us in Milwaukee. Jerry, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What are you doing for a politics break?
Well, let me just say this. like I told you, producer, I went on vacation from it all, but I'm going to say this. Of all the things to talk about, with precious radio time, this is a waste of time.
All right, Jerry, we'll take you off the air there. We're having a lighthearted, fun conversation about the election and inviting callers to join in at 800-642-1234. Jerry, enjoy your election, your vacation after the election. And, Sarah, what do you think about that, taking a vacation after Election Day is done?
I'd be up for that. That sounds awesome.
And do you have anything like that planned, maybe a sabbatical to cleanse the palate for a day or two?
I don't. We were just talking today in the office. It's a little tense. The election season is always a very busy time at newspapers. It's really a fun time, but we were just having a conversation too today about, but maybe next Wednesday, maybe next Thursday, we'll all feel a little bit better and be able to joke around a little bit more. So, you know, it's just an odd time that we're looking forward to it after, because usually it's, you know, obviously the thrill of Election Day is just a great thing for us as journalists. No matter what happens, it's so fun to watch the twists and turns. Definitely looking forward to that, but looking forward to just a little maybe slice of calm coming back into our lives late next week.
Animal videos are something that is supposed to reduce stress. In specific, I guess, cat videos, which I guess can attest to their popularity. Is that something that you've tried? Does it work to actually, you know, you're covering the election, you're taking it all in, you're reading the latest news, and you break, and you watch a cat playing with a vacuum cleaner or something?
I am not even the hugest animal person, and I probably have watched more than I've ever watched in my life. You know, you just stop. Your brain resets for a second when you see those, like, puppies in costumes, whatever it is. Yeah, it's a little, that little mini mental break that's just noticeable this time around.
Got an email from Alex in Milwaukee. Alex says she's planning a post-election party. No politics allowed. Just reconnecting with friends and neighbors. And that sounds like a great idea in a lot of ways. I mean, making those local connections again and seeing what's important in your own area, among your friends, neighbors, your community. That sounds like a pretty good approach, doesn't it, Sarah?
That sounds awesome. I'm just thinking, you know, go for a walk down your block and election signs stacked up, one house against the other, all over the board. It'll be nice when we can look at a house and maybe not make a judgment on what that person is all about based on the sign in front of their house, you know, on both sides of the equation. So, you know, it's great that people are involved, and of course we applaud that, but, you know, we also look forward to the time when we can have a little more common ground.
Do you think that it'll be as simple as we think it is? You know, there's election day, boom, it's over, and then suddenly all these divisions that seem so stark right now disappear? Or have we, you know, gone a little bit down this path where things that divide us seem pretty powerful and we have some work to do to get back to common ground?
I definitely see some work to do. I'm just thinking back on past, you know, when we're talking about family gatherings, that's not going to change. And that's, you know, that's part of fun of family and friends is being able to talk about these real issues. But yeah, I see the needle moving a little bit. You know, we said in this editorial, I truly hope for a reset the next time around, for, you know, a little more civility. Everybody would love to focus on the issues more than who did what and who said what decades ago. So I fear that the needle's been moved a little bit, but I'm obviously hoping for the best that it'll be a little different next time.
Right, yeah, your wish list included the hope that one day we'll have a presidential election centered on the issues instead of whatever this is, end quote, and an end to the rancorous political debate in the nation. Hey, we can dream, quoting there again. So, Sarah, hoping for more pleasant politics, still contentious, I'm sure, but a more pleasant campaign next time around?
It would be awesome.
Well, it's a good place to leave it. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Sarah Riley. She's engagement editor and editorial board member for the Appleton Post-Crescent. She joined us to talk about an op-ed she wrote signed by the editorial board there. It's called What We're Looking Forward to After the Election.
Coming up after the news, we'll look back at the history of immigration in the United States. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. By the way, join us Sunday at 2 for the right to vote, from freed slaves and women's suffrage to today's debates over voter ID and felon enfranchisement. We trace the wild history of the right to vote in America. That's the right to vote Sunday afternoon at 2 here on the Ideas Network. Stick around. There's more to come here on Central Time.